Hey guys, welcome to Night Tales. I know it's a night time and a story time, and you are waiting for my story because you like to hear me again and again. So here I am back with another story. I know you are like sometimes horror, thriller, movie, adventures, romantic, but in today's session I will tell you about a horror story. Yeah, it's not about a horror story. Actually, it is about a real story which will haunt you in your dream. Are you ready for it? Yeah. So, today I will tell you about a real ghostly village, which name is Kulthara village. I don't know whether you know about it or not, but Kulthara village is located in India, in Rajasthan city. And mostly shocking is that the Kulthara village is considered as the top most haunted places in India. You know why? There is an interesting reason behind it. So, I will tell you about it. Actually, at some time, there was a village situated in Rajasthan which is named as Kulthara. And many people lived there happily with their family and villagers. But there was a king who was rude and sometimes getting people tortured by their kingdom, by their rules, regulations. But one day, when king approaches to the villagers and he saw a girl, he saw a daughter of a farmer and requested him to send the daughter for spending one night with him. But the father of the daughter was very angry upon this and then the father of the daughter goes to the other villagers and committed a meeting. In that meeting, they will talking about that they will not send their daughter to anyone, to any king, for spending one night with them. Because you know, if at that time, if a girl sleeps with another man, like if a girl sex with another man, then she was considered as a wife or some kind of bad person. So they don't want it. But the king was desperately want that girl because the girl was so beautiful, and the other farmers, other fathers, including the villagers, are regretted this thing. So they decided to leave the village and curse the king. And after that, and that night, the villagers and their daughters, including the father, are left the village by cursing the king that you and your soul will always stay here forever and haunting the place, and never again the village will happily ever again, and no one can live here. So by saying all these things, the villagers curse the village and leave at that night. And after that, the village considered as a ghostly thing, because whenever the people around the village trying to exploring the things at that village and try to go nearby that, they will hearing something, voices like screamings in the night, people are talking, cheering, some kind of voices they are hearing. And many times this is a regular thing, because the nearby people who are located at that place, that area, regularly experiences some things, and they are also surely about that the people of that village is the souls of the king and their army always haunting the people in that village. And still, many of the explorers, many of the paranormal investigators are going to that place and exploring that, and by staying in the night, but they also get haunted by these things, and they also prove that ghosts are actually exist at that place and haunted the peoples. So one day when a person came one day and a paranormal investigator has been going to that place, and he decided to stay in the night, because when he was going that, he didn't found any proof that ghost has actually exist there, but he decided to stay in one whole night at that place. But he didn't know that whatever will happen in now will change his life forever. Yeah, actually when he started to staying, the people, the ghost souls started to haunting him, and In the morning, when the people are searching for that paranormal investigator, they didn't found him. Because many of the people assumes that the paranormal investigator died by the ghost, and he was also included in the ghost series. So in this session, in this like, the Kultara village is considered as a top most haunted places in India. So I hope you like my stories. Thank you for hearing me, and stay tuned for more amazing stories, and bye bye, good night.